Jewish. Okay?
No.
Well, so. Minority rights, you are at liberty, you know, not to stay for the rest of the year. Hakel Chirum Yachtiv Sajet, Afel Cheresh Eitem Vikot, Hoyish Yachisevesis Nitov, Hoyish Kesev Shevrei, Shein Kiyum Aget Elo Bichaismot. Rashi, Afel Cheresh Eitem Vikot Nidmor Miforshlo, Kisevis is Gito Maknos Elibal Vechizer Omeis Holigereshin, because otherwise there'd be a chison or because of Inosa. It has to be given, the paper on which the get is written has to belong to the Baal, and then the Baal has to be Makne to the Ish. If it is written on the paper that belongs to the Ish, also the get is post. Shever the receipt, Shever. So how can Filoyodu lichtev lishmo? So Omar Avune, the who show your God the lame Dal Gabov. When the Mishnah says here, Chereshit v'kotn kemayti get. So it was reference to the case where there is a God who supervises the Chereshit v'kotn and he guides it and he instructs him by Kishmo, by this, by that, Kishmo, and so on. So that means that even a Chereshit v'kotn, if a God who is in it or Gabov, so he can write Kishmo. So obviously, all right, Kotn, so it must have reference to a Kotn who is already has Das, the intelligent thought. But he's a Kotn Alpidin, let's say someone who is 12 years old. But he's very smart, and when a God who tells him how to write it, so he writes it. A Cheresh certainly could be very intelligent. But Alpidin is an Enebeneo. How about the Sheite? How about the Sheite? The Sheite is, I mean, the answer is, Sheite does not necessarily mean somebody who has no contact with reality. A Sheite in the level of who has no contact with reality. So how could he be guided by God Leimid Al Gabov? But the Rambam, especially the Rambam in Chassidus, says that the Sheite Devarechot also has a din of Sheite. So he has a din of Sheite, but he might be very intelligent. There are certain people who might be geniuses, but they are paranoid. They are paranoid. They might be geniuses. They are paranoid. So such a sheite, if he got with him, it's on Gabov, and he guides him how to write it, he gets kasha. But he sheite gomo, who has no contact with reality, so how can we say God limit on Gabov, he writes on Shema? Because the Gemara will discuss it. The question is this mish. We have a machlekes between Rab Lezer and Rab Meir, whether it is Misire Kals or Yachsim Kals. According to Rab Lezer, there is Misire Kals, so the Kosav of the Torah, the Kosav law, which implies it has to be Lishmo, has reference to the Ksiv. According to Rab Meir, who says Yachsim Kals, the Kosav law, Lishmo, the Torah has reference to the Chsime. So the question is, this Mishneh of Yishok, of Hakil Kshir and Lichtus Aget Al-Khar Shid Vikot, so does it have reference, does it accord with the view of Rab Lezer? Of course, this Mishneh refers not to the Chsime. This Mishneh refers to the Ksive, that's definitely. It says, "Hakel Kshir Nusagit Al Chershit V'Kotn." Can a Chershit V'Kotn be Eidim? I mean, the apostles. So the Mishnah here, when it says "Hakel Kshir Nusagit," obviously, without the shadow of a doubt, has reference to the Ksive, not to the Ksive. But does it accord with the view of Rab Lezer that the Misrei Kalse? So the Ksive has to be Lishmo Miraisi. Or it accords, it represents the view of Rameya that the Chsime calls it. Some mele, the Chsime does, the Ksive doesn't even have to be Lishmo. So the question is, so the Gemara is the Kashi, for Lav Nidei Anino. So mimele, how can, so it's not lishmo. So Amar Ravune v'hu shoyo gadel eimid al gabof. So according to Ravune, the way Rashi explained the Gemara, because Tesis has several pshat, but the way Rashi explained the Gemara, according to Ravune, the Mishneh, according to the view of Rav Lezer, the Misirikas. So Mimele, if the Misirikas, so the Ksive has to be lishmo mid raisi. And if it's not written lishmo, if the Ksive is not lishmo, so the get is possible mid raisi. So how is it kosher when a Chereshit v'Kotan write the text of the get? It's not lishmo. The answer is, if God is in the Gabov, and he guides him, and he instructs him, so the Chereshit v'Kotan also write lishmo. So mainly it's kosher, even a libe de Rav Lezer, because it is lishmo. This is what Rashi is saying. Yes.
What's eighty kesiva?
The Torah says, because of law, lishmo.
Right.
The question. So, some writing has to be lishmo. The question is, what does it refer to? The writing of the text of the get, or the writing of the signatures? So if we say Eidach Sime Karse, so it's mistaber that when the so the Chsime is the thing that validates the shtar, the get, into a Sefer Krisis. So really it's mistaber that when the Torah says because of law, which means lishmo, it has reference to the Chsime, because that is the essential thing, that's the essence of the shtar. Because that validates the shtar. But according to Rav Lezer, who says in Misirikar, so he get doesn't even require Eidach Sime. How could we say that when Torah says because of, the Torah has reference to Eidach Sime? There is no need for Eidach Sime altogether. So obviously, what does the Torah have reference to the Ksive? So mele the Ksive has to be lishma. Who show you God lima gamot? Ve'im alei Ksive yitzeach pleini. Dikosova ravune mas nisan Rav Lezeri. That the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Lezer, the boy Ksive lishmo. So then the question is, if the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Lezer, so why does he say shein kiyum hagetel b'chismof? What's the meaning of kiyum hagetel b'chismof? That the get is validated through the chismof. That means that the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Lezer. So Rashi says, no, according to Ravune, the reason is why the Mishnah uses Loshen Shein Kiyum HaGetel B'Chismof, because the get becomes valid and effective for the Chismim, because usually the Eidach Sime are the Eidim Misire. So the B'Chismof is only descriptive of the Eidim Misire. But it means Shein Kiyum HaGet Elo B'Eidim Misire. But since usually the same Eidim who signed the get, they are the Eidim Misire, so Mimele, this identifies the Eidim Misire. Vuhushi. Vuhim Vuhushi, you got Lim Nagabov, and Xiv Tzerach Lenik, so Ravunim Asis Rablezer, the boy Xiv Lishmo, the Savi the Komashin Kima get over Chesmov, Haim Eidim Misire, the Rave Gitin in Sorin, Bifnei Achesnim, Vam Tziosikoye, V'lo yareishe, la'achshur eksivas chireish, v'lo yigodlo al gabov. So, I mean, the reishe, so the mitziyase has reference, I mean, the expression shein kiyum haget, elo b'chismof, that has reference to the mitziyase. Hoyish okiseveses gito. V'yoyish keisif eshevrei. So he says, Shein kiyu maget elo b'chizmo. Lachshure ksivas cheres v'loi godlo anugav. Then, Omer Rav Nachman, elo miyato, evit kechovim v'yisroel imen agabo v'chanam v'yikosher. If you say, you mention such a chidesh, that even chereshit v'kotim, who on their own, they wouldn't think of writing Lishma. Chereshit v'kotim, intelligent, would think of fighting Lishmo. He caught, intelligent Kotni has a high IQ, but on his own, he wouldn't know of Lishmo. But if he has a high IQ, so then, and if a Godel guides him, instruct him, so right Lishmo. So, there's a big chiddush that even if somebody who on his own does not fight Lishmo, but if he is guided and is supervised and instructed by Godel, so then he writes Lishmo. So the same thing should be true of an Akum too. If a Goy will write the get and a Jew, a rabbi, will be him al Gabov and will tell him all the dinim, how he has to write, it's also good. So, Amal Rav Nachman Ate, Vikachovim, Vyisraelim al Gabov, Achanamedi Kosher, Achanamedi Kosher, maybe it is like it. So the Gemara says, no. If the Chovim is possible, even if he's got Lim Gagavov, because if the Chovim is outdated enough of it, so he doesn't pay attention to the Godel. But the Cherash and the Kotlin, they pay attention to the Godel. So mainly if the Godel guides him and supervises him and instructs him, so he does it properly. Lidaita Rashi, Lidaita Nafshovat, the Godel who Vyish Bidas, Vyafal Pishazim Elikain, Shemo Hugoma Belibe Lishim Achea, Avul Kotnein Bidas, Elimashazem Isabeo. Now, so we see that there is a difference between the Chershet Vikotni and the Nakum. Chershet Vikotni, if God is in the Agabo of the Niskosha. Even though, even our liberty Reb Lezer, who says in Misericas, some mele, the ksive has to be lishmo mirayse. But, if God lim lagabov, he writes lishmo. And Akum, if Akum writes the get, it's possible mirayse. Even God lim lagabov. Why? Because Akum will die to Nafshikov. From the Loshen of Rashi and the Bes Yosef, I think in Simen Kuflam Dalev, and Rabbi Kveger mentions it, that from Rashi's Loshnitz Mashma, that when a Bit Kehovim writes a get with the God Lemid al Gabov, so it's only possible misofik, because Rashi's Loshnitz, the God will be Yesh Bidas, the Afal Pishe Zeim Elike, Shemo, maybe, we are afraid that maybe who goma believe Lishimach, but not father. It's not father possible. And Rabbi Gvedia says so, if you call it Rashi. However, Reb Chaim, in explaining the Rambam, the Reb Chaim is not in Hilchos Gerushin, but in Hilchos Matar, so he says that the Rambam Shita is that Evet Kehovim, Baitin Nafshikovet, is not just a Mitzias, it's a Din. That an Akum is mufke of affecting the Lishmo. Lishmo, because Lishmo is not just a machshove, he has to be mechave. The Lishmo validates the get into a get. In other words, what does the Lishmo mean? When the Sefer writes the get for this Baal and for this Isha, in order that this Baal should divorce this Isha, then this get becomes reserved for the gerushin of this Baal and this Isha. It's like a reservation. You know, what it means reservation? You call up and you make a reservation. So you get a seat in a certain wedding and affair. So when the Sefer has the kavone of writing the get for the gerushin of Shimon ben Yisrael ben Shimon with Leah bas Ruvein, so then that get becomes reserved for the gerushin of Yisrael ben Shimon and Leah bas Ruvein. So it affects the lishmo, is a chaleis in the get, it reserves the get. So Mele and Nakum is mufke of affecting the Lishma. And Akum is Mufka affect Lishma. So Midaraisa the get is no get. However, according to the Bes Yosef and Rabbi Vegia, Rashi Shit is to the contrary. It's not a din that he cannot affect the Lishma. It's a Mitzias. And if a Mitzias, maybe yes, fine, it's Mufka. And Rabbi Chaim mentions a raya in the name of Hafsim Chazalik that according to the Rambam, it's a din, not just a mitzias. Rabbi Chaim the Sefer mentions everybody. He mentions the Afloya, he mentions the Tzev sometimes, he mentions the Nisibes, he mentions the Marshal, he even mentions the Maram Shif, I think, in the Simen and Simone Iftoya. He mentions everybody, not like people say Rabbi Chaim didn't look into Rishayim, he just ignored Rambam and finished. It's not true, it's a bill. He mentions everybody. But of the contemporary daily, he doesn't mention anyone except Hafsim Chazalik, the dying of Frisk. So he mentions
the dying of Frisk.
So he mentions him many times in the tradition of Chaim. Here he also mentions, in the name of Chazalik, Raya, to what he said that according to Rambam, Atmo Dait Nafshikovit is not just a Mitzias. He doesn't think English. If it just needs here, so we have to say, how can we be sure? What is that? It's a law of nature that the goy cannot think Lishmo. Why couldn't the goy think Lishmo? We cannot be trusted, but a suffix it is. So it's like Rashi. Rashi says, "Fishemu goma believe Lishmach." But the Rambam shit is not like of the din. The Rambam says in Perikim Lachazgirash in Halacha Tzvov, Hake Ksherin Lichti Vesaget Chutz Mechamish Akum Ve'eved Ve'cheresh Ve'sheite Ve'kot Afilu Yisho Atzmo Ki Seves Ezgito Yisroel Shehine Le'akum Oy Shehu Mechalosh Habosel Ve'fahesye Hareyu Ki Akum Lechol Dvorov Alkohol Dvorov. So the Rambam mentions the aloche of Machal Shabbi Faresye. So you can't hold off Ligabe inviting it. If it's a din, we can understand it. That's Hafsim Chazalik's right. If it's a din, we can understand it. Just as the yain of an Akum is also, so the yain of a Mumer of Machal Shabbi Faresye is also. See? But if, let's say, so all psulim are kosher, but an akum has no nemonis. So Michal Shabbat Faresi has no nemonis either. We understand. But if it's a mitzias, the mitzias is, it's a statistic. A mitzias means a statistical fact, not a din. An akum, even when he's told to write Lishmo, so he's albazda, nafik of it. He doesn't write Lishmo. So how can it apply it to Michal Shabbat Faresi? Why, as far as the psychology of Michal Shabbat Faresi is concerned, so he has the same psychology as a goy. It's a different psychology altogether. Now, you see here, there is such pressure to set up an Erev in Chicago, and there are certain people who are known to carry in Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos. I don't want to mention names. But certain people who are known that when they come to shul, they carry on Shabbos, they carry the talis and without an Erev. And they exert pressure, they want an Erev. They want an Erev. Why do they need an Erev for? What do they need there? No, they want an Erev. In order that mothers should be able to bring their children in carriages in shul. So, but goyim don't exert pressure that there should be set on there. Goyim don't care. There is an Erev. There is no Erev. So, If the psychology of Mechal Shabbat Faresi had been the same psychology as of a goy, so how is it that goyim don't exert pressure we should set up an Erev, and certain Mechal Shabbat Faresi do set up pressure? So it's a raya that the Aloch Mechal Shabbat Faresi Areyu Ka'akum has nothing to do with Mitzias. Mitzias, so it's a separate thing. Here the Rambam says that in Chal Shabbat Faresie, if he writes, he gets, so it's bottle. Doesn't say Sophic. So it's a raya. Why? Because of that Nashikav. If it had been in Mitzias, so the aloha of Mumarai Kak Mukhodova would have not finished. That's Chav Simcha Zalik's raya. It's a very strong guy. Hodor Omer Rav Nachman Lav Milsei Gamre Dimikoposol Olei Vikachovin Lein Avoye Michlal Din Iksive Kosha. In other words, first Rav Nachman said Omer Rav Nachman Matei Vikachovin Vyisroi Nogabe Fachaname Di Kosha Vichitei Mochaname Vatanya Vikachovin Posol. If it's a chovin, so the answer is it's a chovin tight nafshi chovin. So in other words, Rav Hune said, so Rav Nachman said in so many words that an if it's a chovin cannot try to get. And then Rav Nachman said, no. On the contrary, from the Mishnah, it's Muchach, that even a goy can write a get. Even a goy. Why? Because the next Mishnah says, Hatel kshin lo v'saget chutz mechar shem v'kotn v'sume v'yit k'chovim. V'sume v'yit k'chovim. So, it only mentions like Gavi Shlichas. Because a goy is not even bris, so mimele, he cannot be a shliach for a get. But foxy v'saget in the reisha, that's the safe. This Mishnah of Hakol Kshirim Lo V'saget is the safe. But in the reisha, it doesn't mention that the goy cannot write. So it's a raya. Even a goy can write again. How can a goy write again? But it, so Hodor Amar Rav Nachman Rav Milsei D'Amar Mikoposel Yichov Mi'avoyim Mi'chol Niksi V'kosh V'atanya Yichov Mi'posel. Ayi, the Braise, Rav Nachman says, represents the view of Rav Leza, that in Misericarse, some male the Ksiv has to be Lishmo, and the Goy is all right Nafshikovit, some male even if he got to Zim Dal Gabov, each alloy Lishmo, open on Ksiv Lishmo, Vovada if you have him, all right Nafshikovit, but our Mishneh, the Reishe, so represents the view of Rav Meir, and Rav Meir so the chsime karse, so the because of lo lishmo applies to the chsime, not to the chsive. So the male even a goy can write again.
Right. The chsive is there, not as important. That's right.
Rav Lezer Yidom Aridim Sire Karse Uchsim Aseidin Einin Atere Hilkach V'kosav Loak Aksaraget Ubinon Ksiv Lishmo V'ho Vadai D'chikase V'kachovim Lav Lishmo D'vichom Adait Nafshikovit Lishmo Hatan Yeposl Na Eimer Omer Rav Nach Eimer Hoya Rav Meir Afil Motzei Be'ashpo Chosme V'nosn Likosh. So Rashi says, Aschalte de Milsi, it's not a hemshech of the discussion that went on in the Gemara before that. But it's a new Indian, it's a new memory. Eimer hoyer Rav Meir, אמר רב נחמן, נו ממרה. אמר רב נחמן, אמר רב מי, אף מוצא באש, בחוס ונוסן לי כושר, אז חלתי למילסי, וכי מסתבר, דו כבר מי כרב נחמן כרב מייר, נרוויץ רב נחמן, at the end, he said that this Mishneh of Hatokin, which is Aget Al-Khersh, we cotton, it represents the view of Rav Meir. So Meile, even without the Godlem Nagab of its kosher, it shall only shmo, so what? The Ksiva doesn't have to be Lishmo. So he says, V'yiz di galse, v'yovadai, evit kechovi imadaite, di nafshi kovad, So, Omar Rav Nachman, Eime hoi Rav Meir, afil motzi be'ash pochos v'nos lo kosher. In other words, there is another pshat. It's another pshat, not like Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, so, when the Gemara says, v'vadai, evit kechovi imadaite nafshi kovad, that's the conclusion of the first memre of Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman says a new member, but there's another pshat that Vavada is Gehomat Ait Nafshi Kovid is a kashi. Speak against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Hodom Rav Nachman Lav Milzi, the Amra, Midikopos, Lift Hovn Lavoye, Michal Dinksi Vikosher, Vixi Kosher, Vatanye, Gehovin Posso. Hayi Rablezari Domarid Misir Karlsen Blink Sivel Ishmo. Ishmo. Mashink in the Mishne of Hakakshir Mikhtiv Saget, Afel Chere Shaitivi Kotten. So that Mishne represents the view of Rab Meir, so Mimele Ibn Nakum can write again. Ibn Nakum can write again. So the Gemores, so the now the Gemores Sikash, not a new memory. So the Gemara is a kasha, because according to Rashi's Pesach, Vavadi Chomadait Nafshi Kovet is the conclusion of Rab Nachman's first memory. He says that Tanya Vichovim Posla here Rabbeinu Mr. Carlson and Klishmo, Vavadi Vichomadait Nafshi Kovet. So that's why the Braise says he's Posla. Mashenkin Hao Mishneh represents the view of Rav Meir, so Meili Menachum can write again, not only Chereshet Vikot. So now the Gemara is asking Kashe against Rav Nachman. How can Rav Nachman say that when the Mishnah says Hakat Shem Lichtus Aget Av Chereshet Vikot, it means Imakum, but Hakum Bishlei Meligabe Chereshet Vikot? So Godlem Lagabov, so he does what the Godlem Lagabov tells him. But an Akum is Vada Nafshika of it. So how can Rav Nachman say that when the Mishnah says, Hakel Kshir and Lichzaget Achresh and Likotten, true the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Meir. But it's still Shalei Lishmo. In other words, even according to Rav Meir, the Ksive has to be Lichatchil Elochol Apoches, Lishmo, There's Gemara's Kashi. Vavadei v'chomad ait nafshi kovid. So how can Rav Meir's Rav Nachman say that this Mishneh that says Hakshir licht v'saget afel chereshet v'kotten, in as much as it represents the view of Rav Meir, so it implies him an akum can write again.
Yeah.
But an akum, so what avail is the Godlem Dalgabov? He doesn't pay attention to what the Godlem Dalgabov. Yeah. So Meila, how could an akum write again, even a little bit of Meir? So the teretz of the Gemara is, Eimer Oy Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Nachman, Eimer Oy Rav Meir, Afil Moatze Ba'ash Pechosnus L'Kosher. In other words, that according to Rav Meir, so even with the Rabbonon, we don't require that the get should be written Lishmo. We are only care about the
Ksivma.
That's the other shot. That's the other
shot.
One second. That's the other shot. These the guys have a lot of chavim, the Russian Kushi, who parchin aho, the Omer Rav Nachman, the Chavim Kosher, Omer Rav Nachman, the Omer Rav Meir, Mutash the Kosher, that's the text. All right. That's important in order to understand the tastes. Eis ve'rove, So how can you say that When the Mishnah says Hakel Kshilur Saget Achershik Vikotin, it means without the Godel Emidal Gabov, and even though it's a little Shmoh, because according to the Meir, we don't care whether it's written Lishmoh or not. The important thing is that the Chsime should be Lishmoh. But the Braise says Kol Get Shenichtav Shalil Shemis Apostle, so the Chsive itself is important. Eime Shenechtam Shalil Shemis Apostle. I mean, that's not a price, that's a mission, further. Kol get shenich shol mish apost. So he says, eime shenechtam shol mish apost. But the Ksive, according to the Tanna of the Mishneh, who holds like Rameya, does not have to be written. Eisve kishu keisve, this is the price. Kishu keisve, kilu keisve lishmo. In other words, let's see the Rashi. Kishu keisvei kilu keisvei lishmo, hoche mashma, kishu keisvei kshose lishmo, kilu keisvei kulu lishmo, alma lishmo binon. My love, kishu keisvei litev lishmo, kilu keisvei litev lishmo, loi, kishu keisvei lishmo, kilu keisvei lishmo. Rashi, my love, kishu keisvei litev lishmo, kilu keisvei litev lishmo, litev uik. Viboy say me hanemas nisen manere blazeri, the Omar Eidei Misire Karlse. In other words, it's not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman applies the mission of Hakashir and the Saget after the Kharef Sheitevik. No, I'm sorry. That the boy is saying, when you ask from the Braise of Kishu Kesvil, Kesvil Ishmo, so it, you don't have to say Kishu Kesmei Kilu Kesvil Ishmo, Kishu Kesmo. But the pshat could be kishu keisif es ateirev is kilu keisif kol aget lishmo. But then you ask, but the teirev, the dead price implies that the teirev luchel apochas must be written lishmo. Dead price represents the view of Rablezer. So he says, even according to Rablezer, if as long as the teirev was written lishmo, so it's kosher. Even though the Tefes was not written Lishmo. But this Mishnah represents the view of Rameya. Some Mele, even the Teref can be written by Chereshit Vikotin, and even without Godel Emidal Gabov, because it doesn't have to be written Lishmo altogether. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Vihu Sheshia Mikin Teref. In other words, when the Mishnah says Hakel Kshirin Gesaget Afel Chereshit Vikotin, it has reference to the case, where the only the Tefes is written by Chereshit Vikotin, but the Teref is omitted, and then he Godel writes the Teref Lishmo, then it's kosher. וכן אומר אף חג בשמי דהו לבו שישי מוקה תירף ורב לזרי ורב זריקי אומר רב יחן נתירה מה אם נתירה אומר רב אבא כאן ידחו שנקיח לשמו ורב מיירי דה אומר ידחסי מקרסי נרוצי ישראלי כאן and the Kumte by Shmuel, that the Mishnah is referenced the case of Shia Mekim Teirev. No, the Mishnah is referenced the case where he wrote the Tefes, the Chereshit Vikotin wrote the Tefes and the Teirev, and the Shalol Ishmo, but and even without the Godel Emidal Gabov. But the Mishnah represents the view of Rameya. According to Rameya, we don't care whether the Ksivus Haget was Lishmo or Shalol Ishmo. Rameir Mesin Karlse, Vom Rabbe Vachon Rabbi Yechen Rabbe Lezari, Samaroy, Nin Valib, Rabbi Yechen, and Rash, Vush, Shi, Achar, Shi, Kot, Mekim, Atirev, Vikosta, Bindas, Atirev, Liboy, Leitim, Shkod, Lemil, Agabov, Vileitim, Rameir, and Atir, and Shem, Lecho, Kan, Idach, Om, Mishno, Seinu, Shezil, Zul, Rixi, Vazgit, Nidach, Shem, Shem, Keach, Lishmo, Biksi, Vel, Rixi, Me, Vom Rabbe Vachon, El, Yil, Gabin, Kis, Mechu, Berab, Lezari, Amroi, Rabbe Vachon, El, Rab, Zreike, now the thesis, the long thesis. Volav, Nedeni, Li, Rav, Lezar, Porch, די רמייה לחי ביקסיב לישמו ומשם כשגוד לא ימדל גבוב והוד יתנם בפרק כמה דחום וחולום שישו חטו ואחרים ראי נעיסון ואמרינם בגמור אמן תן לבוי כוון לשחיתה הוסמי ראי כשמלמדי לחווין לשחית אלוהי בעלמה because the Mishnah, first Mishnah in Chulin says, Hakel Sheikhtin, and then the safe of the Mishnah concludes, because then we know that we won't be kalkun the shrite. Achirim saw that the chayr shel v'kotn did the shrite properly. So the Gemara says, since the Mishnah says, Hakol shochtin u shchitos on ksheo, chutz mechayr shel v'kotn v'chulon even chayr shel v'kotn sheshochtu v'achin reini son shchitos on ksheo. So the Gemara says that the masnisen man taned leboye kavone li shchita rabnosen, because there is a machlekes between rabbonon and rabnosen whether shchita schun tzorich kavone or shchita schun is ein tzorich kavone. The rabbonon say that shchita schun, in order that shchita should be ksheo, requires kavone. In other words, only if the sheichet has the intention to cut the simoni, the veishet and the kone in the behime, if he has the intention to cut the simonim, so then the shrit is ksheo. But suppose he doesn't have the kavone to cut the simonim, he just uses a knife, he wields his sacking over the behime, you see, and he doesn't care what part he'll cut, whether he'll cut the simonim or cut below the simonim, above the simonim, he just wields his sacking over the neck of the behemoth, I mean over the goof of the behemoth, indiscriminately, without kavonet to be chit or the simonim. So according to the Rabbonon, the shrit is possible. According to Rabnosen, the shrit is ksheo. Shrit aschum does not require kavonet. Shrit aschum does not require kavonet. So the Gemara says, since the Mishnah says Hakol shochti inu shritos on ksheiro chutz mechayr shet v'kot v'chulon even chayr shet v'kot sheshochtu v'achin rei neison ishritos on ksheiro. So it's a raya that this Mishnah represents the view of Rav Yossi that shrite does not require kavone. The implication being that according to the Rabbonon of Rav Yossi, that shrita schum requires kavone, yes, to the sheichet, in order shrita should be ksheiro, has to be mechaven, has to intend to cut the simonim. So then, if a chayr sheite v'kotn shecht, even v'achirin reinison, and they see that they shecht properly, so it should be possible, because they don't have kavone. But here, get requires kavone lishmo, and still the Gemara says that the chereshiti v'kotn, if he godly zimet al gabov, so then the ksive is good, because he instructs the chereshiti, the godl instructs and guides and make sure that the chereshiti v'kotn vayt lishmo. So there too, why does the Mishnah have to accord with Rav Nosson? It can accord with Rabbonon also, but since Sachin Reineiso the Shrite, so it's like God limit al Gabov, so they make sure that the Chayr Sheit V'Kotn have Kavone. So what Raya does the Gemara have from the Mishnah, that this Mishnah accords only with the view of Rav Nosson? Maybe it accords with the view of the Rabbonon of Rav Nosson also. This is discussion. Vod itnam fer kam de khum khum shachta khin renis mamrim big mam mantan ub kam de shrite hos mayre kishin mam de le khav nishrit le ri baume aval hoch mayre shgot lo im al gabov lam de mazir las es lishmo ob den servis der de mishne doesn't say vi kulom shishochatu vi god lo im al gabov shrito sanchiro. If the gemara, the midloshna mishne had been V'kulin sheshochatu, even chereshiti v'kotn, v'god leimid al gabov, ishritos on ksheiro, then there wouldn't be a raya that the Mishnah accords with the view of Rav Nosson, not with the view of the Rabbanon. then we could say the Mishnah calls with the view of the Rabbanon as well. But if it's good limit al gabov, so then he guides the Chashid we call to shechtlish, to shecht, to be mechaving, to be chaitan simonim. But the Loshna Mishni is v'chulim sheshochtu v'achrein rein eison. That means even if the achrein have a passive role, they are just spectators. They don't see word to Chashid we call it, nothing. They just passive observers. So when do we say Godly Midal Gabov, so he does wish more, if he's not just the Godly, is not just an observer, but he guides him, he's not a passive observer, he guides him, he instructs him, he supervises him, he says do this, do that, write the name Yesed Ben Shimon, write the name of the woman, Leah Bas Ruvain, write the name of the city, Chicago, write this, write that. So then he guides him Lishmo. But there, the Mishnah doesn't say, V'chulam sheshochtu, V'godle milagavot, V'achir reineisam. As long as there is a godle who is a passive observer and he sees that coincidentally, the Chereshid of the cotton was sheched simonim properly, so it's kosher. Then it can accord only with Rabnos, not with Rabbo. A very simple fact. Avul hoche, hosamai kishin melamdi lecham nishrit. Elariye balma, avul hoche mayash kodol melagabo, from lamdi mazir lasu lishmo, uloche nam efirik mises chlitze, ממית מחליצה חרש וחרשס לפי שאינם די קריאה וקוטן משום די איש כוסו ופרשה so החרש and the חרשס cannot be חילץ and the cotton cannot be חילץ because it's not an איש but the question is why do we have to resort to this כוסו ואיש a cotton shouldn't be able to be חילץ because חליצה requires כוונה and the cotton does not have כוונה. The answer is because Nafkamini would be if a cotton would be chaylitz and the godl would be in or gabov, and he would tell the cotton, listen, when the yivome takes off your shoes, so then have kavone to be mati or the yivome lishuk. So then, if it's a good limit or gabov who guides the cotton, then yes, kavone. So without the gzerzakos for fish, I would say the chlitze is a good chlitze. But since there's the gzerzakos for fish, so the chlitze is not a good chlitze, even though there is a good limit or gabov. But without good limit or gabov, so we don't have to resort to ish. אף על גב דהום ההוסום דחוסוס פסולה שישחבנו שניהם משום דבזן מזירן איסן לסס לשמו והווה כגודלים לגבוף ומי הוא הוכה בגודלים לגבוף כושר אפילו בשייטה. But as I said before, it doesn't mean שייטה, a full שייטה who has no contact with reality. So how is it שייך to say that he has לשמו? But שייטה הוא על פדין איזה שייטה, שייטה דברכות, a person who is paranoid, I mean who is paranoid, so he has a din of a sheite, but he might be very intelligent. So if he got his aim is al gabov, so then he does it lishmo. Umi ocha b'yodam agav kosher afil b'sheite, mishum nimuch ha-milse, dikovid lishmo, shekeis ishmei, ushmo v'shemir, v'shemir, oho. אבל אם החליצה אומר בתספת יבומס דשייט אליו בהחליצה הוא אף על פי שבזן מלם לנסי because they are even a sheite who is not a sheite gomo who has no counting reality, somebody who is paranoid, so then we cannot be sure that he had kavone. But by get, if he's not a sheite gomo, just paranoid, since he writes the name of the husband, the wife, the city, and the godel tells him to write lishmo, so then there is a presumption that he did lishmo. The godl ain't
al gabov. So the question is, how is God limit al gabov mehane, but he's not a shliach? So Tesis in the Kasha assume that the sefer has to be a shliach by the Baal, and the Arishenim who say that, and the Ramban Shita is like that the sefer has to be designated by the Baal as the shliach of the Baal to write it get, because they hold that when the Torah says Vikosav lo sefer krisus v'nosem yodo, so Vikosav has reference to the Baal. So how can a sefer write for shliachas? But most Rishenim say that the Kosav does not have reference to the Baal. Kosav has reference to the sefer. Doesn't have to be appointed as a shliach by the Baal. Only the Baal has to be mitzave. He has to instruct the sefer. He has to direct the sefer to write the get lishmo. But he doesn't have to be appointed as a shliach. So mele charashe v'kotten, true, they cannot be shluchim, but there is no requirement of shliches ligabi ksivus aget. That's what Tesis says. V'yishleim adol v'nishlichim b'ksive v'vikosaf lava ba'ol ko'ela seifer v'od amun oli kamon tzorshim l'sifer ksev v'igin chasumu lavishim shlichas el mishim l'shlitziva ba'ol l'choshu l'shmo el l'choshiv stome u'posol v'yish elav l'geirashin kaim k'dam rinam b'rish v'ochim v'yodom ab'rish kol aget v'yikos rachmone v'yikosaf ava mine limute hai perush kosaf ligaris es ishtei v'nim lach the lavir kokosaf lo loy mishum da bal tzorch dichtim el v'shin lichtaf ligirush didei el lacher v'yodom al yil shechil mifil kuligite my time ili mishum dichsi v'kosaf boi kosaf lei osan nosan samich divinu shichtu b'tzivuye v'yitein v'och afil nichtu b'tzivuye lo yoyiv limir yishalohu. So the Gemara says that he's makneter. V'im teima, another kash, how can Chashen Vikot Vaiti get when it's God limit al Gabov? So then the God limit al Gabov guides him, instructs him, and Chashen Vikot listen, they pay attention, they write Lishmo. But Chashen Vikot are not in the crisis, and the Gemara says that to become a Shliach in Gerashin, so one has to be ben crisis. So Memele, he should not be able to be a Sefer either. So this is Nikashi assumed that the requirement of Ben Gittin Ugdushin applies to Ksivus Aget also, not only to Shlichas. So that's the discussion. Vim Tema Wadim Krisin, V'yesh Lina, Tirshive Bnei Krisis, Hoyu Vim Hikdil Akotin, Vim Shtafa Hashay Tehave Bnei Krisis. Because when he grows up, so he'll be able to be migarish in Sishti. So the Gavri is not mufke, only in the present situation, in the present time not. And the Sheite only in the present condition.
Maybe he'll get cured.
When he's cured, yes. So then he'll become the all right psychiatrist or no psychiatrist, or sometimes the psychiatrist. Is not mufke. The Gavre is not mufke of Gerash. Akum is mufke of Gerash. He's not Ibn Krisis. Ebed is mufke of Gerash. But Hershey, because they're not mufke, they are Ibn Krisis. ויש לנדרשיב נקריסס, אין מילה קוטן נשתפה שאית אב נקריסס, אבל כושר דימשנו לפוס לבי כחובים, אל משום דודאית עיניו שקובית. ויטייפק לא ידל אב נקריסס, ומצורך נאמה לעשוי פרייס כחום פוס. So yes, another cash, but an Akum is Mufka of Gerash. So why does the Gemara have to resort to the Tam of Akum Nafshikavit? He doesn't pay attention to the Godel, even if he did pay attention, but he's not even Krises, so he's Mufke of affecting the Lishmo, since he's not even Krises. The Sotese says, Vinire. The Shaykh the Mishnah and the Abnik Rises near the middle boy Shlichas, the Lulu Shemedes, that the requirement of Ben Krises applies only to Edes and to Shlichas, but not to Ksiv. The Rambam Shita is the contrary. The Rambam Shita is that the requirement of Ben Krisis applies to Ksiva also. That one who is not Ben Krisis, let's say an Evet, Evet writes Lishmo, so he cannot write to get an Evet. Why? Because he's not Ben Krisis. So the Rambam is chelik on this. Now, wenn ihr alle Scheich und Schlamm nicht wissen, nur mir bei Schlichas, du ich meide es, die Miede, die Schlichas, die Miede, die Schlichas, die Dame, die kamen hoch, und neben das Schliach, und ich sieh mir eine Mea, die ich meide es, doch will ich für die Kame, gab ich nicht auf den Hoffen, aber mich ist es nicht nur, aber ich sieh mir eine Bläser, die bloß ich meide es, die Schlichas, ein Liebsel, mich um die Lab, ne Christ ist nicht nur, denn die ist Menschen, die Reihe von der Vision. Der Lipasel fällt bei dieser Visore, Mille will ich hoffen, mich und laufen die Mille nie noch. Now there is one Tane who says that now there is the two Amoroyim say that Tanakum cannot be mal, a Jewish child. So one learns it out, Rabbi Yechanan Rav. Rav learns it out from the Pasuk Viato es Brisi Tishmer. And Rabbi Yochanan learns out Hamol Yimel. And Nakum, even if he's a Mol, let's say like the Arabs, they are Meulim, but Alpidin he has a Shemol. So he's not a Mol. But if there is a Loche that one that one who is not Ben Mille cannot affect Lishmo of Lishem Mille, so how is it that there is one Tane who says that Enakum can be Mal, but Ikusi cannot be Mal? Why? Because Ikusi is Molishim Agrizim, but Enakum is not Molishim Agrizim. But Monefshech, if there is a general aloche that one who is not Ibn Krisus cannot affect the Lishmo of Gerushin, so one who is not Ibn Mile cannot affect the Lishmo of Mile. So just as Ikusi cannot, the Mile by Ikusi is not kosher because it's not Lishmo, because he has his machshoves Lishim Agrizim, so a goy should not be able to be Mal either. And one Tana says that Ikusi, he cannot be Mal, but a goy can. We paskne goy can't either because I'm all email or whatever. But there is one Tana who says that a goy can be Mal, even though the same Tana says that Ikusi cannot be Mal because he's Molishim Agrizim, it's not Lishmo. But Manifshach, if there is a general aloche, one who is not Ibn Krisus cannot affect the Lishmo of Gershon. So one who is not Ibn Mile should not be able to affect the Lishmo of Mile. So the Tana who says that Mile has to be Lishmo, for Rai says Ikusi cannot be Mal because it's not Lishmo, because he is more Mal Lishim Agrisim, he doesn't have the right Kavone when he is Mal. So Mile, Igoi shouldn't be able to be Mal either, and still the Tana says that Igoi can be Mal, so there is no general aloche that one who is not about Christus cannot affect the Lishmo of Christus. So there is no aloha that one who is not a Mile cannot affect the Lishmo of Mile. So he says, Avo Tzivu Rabbezal Lishmei Vashashlicha Sein Lifsu Mishul Abdechus Nino Do Li Pasla Befer Beza Abdezora Mile Vigachovi Mishul Abdechus Nino Veidim Rabbani Yitzchok. Now that's the Rishit. And that's a Chiddush. That's a different Chiddush. In other words, contrary to Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that when Ravune says "V'hu shoyu God leimid al gabov," so Ravune applies the Mishneh al libid Rav Leza. So that's why it has to be God leimid al gabov. But al libid Rav Meir, it doesn't even have to be God leimid al gabov. Al libid Ravune. But Ravuna applies the Mishnah to the case of Adin Ragavov because he holds the Mishnah represents the view of Rablazar. So Memele, it is the reference to the case of Godolim Ragavov. But if the Mishnah represented the view of Rav Meir, then Ravuna is saying it doesn't have to apply to the case of Godolim Ragavov, even without Godolim Ragavov. So there is Chilk. There is says, Veidim Rabban Yitzchok, the Motzim Ulmeim Adisug Yisrael Libid Rav Meir, Fisal Kedaitor. Now, and the Gemara in the Havamini, the Makshin also assumed that the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Meir, that Eder Simekars. So why does the Gemara ask for Rav Nidanius? So what's wrong, Nidanius? So they don't fight Lishmo. But Rav Meir holds Eder Simekars, so the Ksive doesn't have to be Lishmo. So why does the Makshin ask for Rav Nidanius? The Tzilmes with Alibi Rav Meir Visal Kedaitoch, but the Makshin assumed the Rav Meir Namek binen Ksiva Lishmo mit the Rabbonon, the Gazrinon Ksiva Tachsime, because the Makshin assumed that even Rav Meir who says that the Chsime Karse, so Melan at the Reise level, the because of his reference to the Chsime, but on the Rabbonon level, the Ksiva also has to be Lishmo. And here the Mishnah says, Hakel Ksherin Lichtev Saget, Afel Chershe Vikotten, even Lichatrile, even with Rabbonon, but with Rabbonon, even only with Rav Meir, it's required, it has to be Lishmo. So then he can write lichatchile chereshid v'kotn. So it is lishmo, but without gedolim al gabov, even according to Rav Meir, one cannot write the get chereshid v'kotn. Cannot write the get because from the rabbonon, Rav Meir is made that the get has to be written lishmo. And even Ravuna holds like this. Because this is a dikash. Here Ravuna is saying that even Meshete got limit al Gabov, Weislishmo. And by Chlitze, so the Tisefte says that a Shete cannot be Chlitz, even got limit al Gabov. Why? Because Sheite does not have real kavone, even with Godolim Ragavov. So why do we are we machsher Sheite ligabe ksivas haget by Godolim Ragavov? The answer is the Mishnah is machsher even al libid Ravune. The Mishnah represents the view of Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, Mishmo by ksive is not required midrash, but only midrabbanan. So mele we are makir even ligabe Sheite to write the get because Godolim Ragavov. Machine key. According to Rav Lezer, who says that in Sirikarsen, Ksive has to be Shmo Midaraisi, so then a Sheite couldn't write the get, even Godolim Ragavov, because by the Raisi we are not making by Sheite, by Godolim Ragavov, just as by Chlitze we are not making. Omer Rav Nachman to Ravune, Elo Meato, you say that even a libe day that the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Meir, and still there is, but according to Rav Meir, you also required mid Rabbonon it should be Lishmo. And why is the Chershid Vikotten Kosher? Because Godolim Ragabov, so he writes Lishmo. So Mele, so even Nakum Godolim Ragabov should be Kosher. So al matri gechovim v'yisom gavav chanam dekosha v'chitim v'chaname v'atanyi v'gechovim toso. So Ravuna says if it gechovim is adait nafshikovit, so even though the lishmo alibi the Rav Meir is only the Rabbonon, so it's still post. Porch nach dem Preis dann wie Chovim Postel, was man das gerade mehr, nur in Noka Tlif, so wie Chovim, und Schane wie Chovim, da ist ein Aufschild auf wie der Postel, a viel Godel mit der Gabe, a viel Rebmeier, hodor am Rab Nachmen. Lav mil si di kamre, lav mil si di kamre, edeta, da ist er, hodor am Rab Nachmen, לב מיל זה דאמרם דיקו פוסל וכחובן נעבויה מכלל דין כסיבה כושר סן דקנטר יסד עליבי דרב מאה סו איבן נעקום כן וייטי גט אין וידאו את הגוד למיד על גבו פרייסן כל פוסט רב מאה לזרי פינוק עדי כחובים לריבוצה דאפר רוש מדעס יסר ועד נחר שיסי קוטן לפסולים איבן נשליחס Philoibin and Schliches, so the Riez is Sophic as foolish anus. One lotion, one alternative in the Rishite is that Xivus Aget requires Schliches, so Mele Hereshit we cotton couldn't write it yet, even with the Godly Midagabov, and the other lotion is that they don't require Schliches, so Hereshit we cotton could write it yet. Ibn Strilam is so the Riez foolish anus. Viel Leute bin ein Schlichers, man kann die kommen, die Postel bechlinien, nach der Schlicht, kosten geschirren, die Gottlein mit der Gabov, und mir schäte war der Postel, wo ich bechlitze. Wir kein Maschmann, nicht wo ist der Ries, heilig, an der First Lotion in Teisves, that by get, even me schäte, not die schäte gomo, but die schäte, like someone who is paranoid, schäte schäne gomo, so since es muchach mit Teichheiz, Min Kamil say writes the name of the husband, the wife, and the city, and everything. So then there is a presumption that the Sheite Shini Gomo paid attention to the instructions by the Kodolim Dalgabov and the Rod Lishmo. There is Chelikanet. By Sheite, we never presume that the Rod Lishmo. Even if the Sheite Shini Gomo. Plus, we never presume that the Sheite. Who is guided by Godlem Dagabov Weislishmo? We came much more filler and mayor. A very new sheet about a postal may be clitze. We came much more filler and mayor salkadite of the boy exceedingly schmommed Rabbanon. The boss had taken a master sinker and mayor, poor if what body hadn't died in Afshikovit. So the first loss in the VS two machines. So the first, so far the first lotion of the Ri. So the first lotion of the Ri holds that the Makshin assumed that even Alibid Rameya Lishmo is required. What is it?
Who is it? His mother is here.
His mother is here, okay. So the first lotion in the Ri holds that he that even Alibid Rameya Lishmo is required by Xivus Haget. Lishmo is required by Xivus Haget with Rabbonon. With Rabbonon. And Ravune agreed with it. Even Maskone, not only the Makshin of the Gemara assumed that even Alibid Rameya, so Lishmo is required by Xivus Haget, but Ravune agrees with that Anoche by the Makshin. With that premise by the Makshin that Alibid Rameya Lishmo is required mit Rabbonim by Xivus Haget, and it's possible even the Evet, it's possible even the Evet mit Rabbonim, and the reason as to why the Mishnah, which represents the view of Rameya, so says that the Chershi Vikotin can write the get because God lived on Gabov, but without God lived on Gabov, even Alibid Rameya would be possible. Ashenkin Rav Nachman. At the end, he says, Hodorom Rav Nachman. That no, that since the later Mishneh, the Seife, Ligabi Shliches, mentions Akum is possible. But in the first Mishneh, he doesn't say, so it's a Raya, that the first Mishneh that discusses Xivus Haget holds that even Akum can write the get. Why? Because at the end, Rav Nachman was chilik on Ravune. At the beginning, he agreed with Ravune that even according to Rameya, Xivus Haget requires Lishmo Rabbonon. But at the end, Rav Nachman came to the conclusion that Alibid Rameya, Xivus Haget does not have to be Lishmo, even with Rabbonon. All right, there's the first question. Veid nire. Oh, then he says, Veid nire, the hashtag salka daitoch, da fil radmea boy exivalishmo, mit der Reise, uvirsime hudikli. So now the second lotion, that's a big chiddush. That's very strange. Yes, yes. The second lotion, whereas the first lotion that he holds that that the makshin only assumed midrabbonon ali midrabmeya ksivus hagetis to b'lishmo. The second lotion in the Ri says that the makshin assumed that tivma ali midrabmeya ksivus hagetis to b'lishmo midrais. But Rabmeya holds idichsimikalse. So Mimele, since idichsimikalse, so the Kosaf has reference to both, to the Ksive and the Chsime. But the Ksive is also, has to be Lishma. That's a big chiddush. Veidnira, the hashtag al Kadaito, the Phil Rabmeya by Ksive Lishma, Mirai, Uvirsime Udikliye, Rabmeya Sovad, because of the Koach Simen Name. Rablezer Sova, the Axibel Hude Koi, Midipoi Hovel Rab Nachman, because of Loli Shmo, my love Xibis Aget, Mashman de Rove, the Hoyopola Amidi Ravne, the Philoxibe Boy Ramea, because of. So, in other words, according to the second Loshin, in the Ri, so they had the Makshin of the Gemore assumed that had lived in a little bit of Ramea. So Chsime, of course, has to be Midrais Lishmo, but Chsive too Midrais. Only a little bit of Rav Lezer, only Chsive, and a little bit of Rav Meir, both. Just as Rav Yude holds, according to Rav Ashi, in Gittin of Dalet, that the Kosav is referenced to both. So this is what the Makshin assumed. A little bit of Rav Meir, that the Kosav is referenced to Chsive and Chsime. And Ravune, a little bit of Emes, agreed with the premise by the Makshin that a little bit of Rav Meir, so that Chsime has to be Lishmo Miraise and Ksive also. But Rav Nachman is Chelik. Rav Nachman is Chelik. So according to the second Loshin in the Ri, there is a machlekes between Ravune and Rav Nachman at the end as to whether on the Reise level, according to Ravune, so on the Reise level is not only Chsime has to be Lishmo Miraise, but Ksive also. So Mele, how does the Mishnah say Chersh in the Kotn Kemaiti get? True, it represents the view of Rameya, but Rameya is also made that the Chsime and the Ksive have to be Lishmo. The answer is because we're in the Agabov. So Mele, he pays attention, the Chersh in the Kotn pay attention, and the right Lishmo. That is the Shite of Ravune. But and Rav Nachman at first agreed with Ravune, but then at the end he was chaser and he said that according to Rav Meir only the Chsime has to be Lishmo and the Ksive does not have to be Lishmo. They need a dasher so that after Rav Meir by Ksive Lishmo mid Reise, or Chsime would deplete Rav Meir, so because of the Kokoy Achsime Name, the Rabbez also the Axim Lechude Koy, Midipol Chovel Rav Nachman, because of Lishmo, Malaf Sibisaget, Marsh, Madarov, Ibolam, Giver Ravune, Laf and Ksive, Boy Rav Meir, Mudikosaf, or Fizep Postlanam, Ksive, Mechuber. If even a little bit of Rameya, what it non leal, told Shost and Nostal Kosha, Mayrech Shia Mokimateev, Vash the Polish, Volabni Dianin, Likulaume, Mosik of Nachman, the price of Tonic Hobbin Postle, Kerablaza, Umasnis Rameya, the boy exivalish more, Vinokat Hershey with cotton, Vadin Hovim, Iname, Lunokat with Hovim, Mission Reishi Asian Amik Rablaza, Ulti Day Davke Hershey with cotton sharing. Because Lim Gavov Aval Seife the Daikinom the Postle Chovin Lin Avoye Michaldin Ksive Kosher Asik Rameya was a shaped litiksha the daik in the postal chovin Lingen Lin Avoye Adarabelitik in Liton Liberation the Postle El Mshindresha Asim Hamil Rablaza Kmuil Rameya Uporich Vovade Chovatait Nafshikovit Vavl Lifsel Rameya Lholapoches Midrabonon. Be good, limit Agavov, so he says the Cholapokas Midrabonon. In other words, to explain the first Loshin Dari. That's why he says the Cholapokas Midrabonon. But according to the second Loshin Dari, so Midraise, alright, anyway, So, Vav Lissel Ramei Al Chlapoches Min Rabbonon Bigod Elei Meid Al Gabov. All right. So, I think, in view of the fact that next Monday, so it's already the new Marzer, so I think that this will be the last year.
In
Gittin, that's right. And Monday there should be a shear. Next Monday there should be a shear in Bavakame. In Bavakame. Now I'm going to give three shurim a week. Next month. So two shurim in Bavakame and one shear in Mikvois. I suppose, but it's only, I don't know, it can be changed, I don't know. So that Sunday and Monday will be the shear on Bavakame and Friday will be the shear on Mikvois. But even though this is the last year, it doesn't mean that you don't have to come here. I, Bilina, I'll be here every day for the minyan and I'll stay here, and if anybody wants to ask me something, I'll be available. But anyway, I decided, first of all, I was asked that this should be the last year in order that there should be one vacation of 1 week. All right. Yeah, so
you're the prophet Amos, notwithstanding.
No, not because 1 week vacation is not inconsistent with the pasuk of Nigash Acher Shel HaKotzer. Nigash Acher Shel HaKotzer, there is also a certain vacation. It doesn't mean mamish. The same minute, there was a vacation of 1 week. So it's the Nigash Acher Shel HaKotzer. Okay. So it could be considered as if we finished the second pair, even though there is still one daf missing. Okay. All right. Now, will we have a minyan? How many